at 101 WRI at Detroit. You know what? It's funny. I saw these phones ringing, and all of a sudden, I looked up just as we were hanging out with Bill Dorsey.
Yep.
Mark was running around changing the stations. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
Right into the top of it, man. It looks like a kamikaze. I mean, it looks like somebody flew right into it on purpose.
Along with several others.
Look at that.
Where's the plane? Did the plane bounce off it, Mark?
Looks like the plane's inside of it. Look at that. Look at it. Because
there's a gaping hole.
There's a gaping hole. And isn't there a hole, Mark, also on the left side?
Yeah, there is
two parts of the structure.
But do you see any part of the plane? I don't see anything.
No, and which could be obscured by smoke. At this point, there's a tremendous plume of black smoke is just pouring out of these gaping holes. The structure is just tremendously penetrated. The concrete is just literally gone black smoke just pouring out of that thing.
Could the plane be inside?
Absolutely.
Oh,
definitely.
God.
Absolutely. Easily. You know, because you figure that thing penetrated concrete, steel girders, iron, you know, all of those things that go into building structures of that size.
Let's see about the other...
Possibly a commercial jet again, a big question mark.
CNBC.
Oh, a commercial jet. Oh,
no, it can't be a commercial jet.
I understand it had fuel in it too, honey. What a stupid statement.
14, 10, and 9.
This looks like this would be a
there's a woman that just married. I guess she fainted or something, but I don't see any physical injuries to her.
They're saying
right,
a twin-engine
Mr. Klein,
passenger
thank you very
plane.
Much, sir.
No, good talking to you, sir.
That
no,
sounds like a deliberate suicide.
Teresa Renault.
Yeah.
Is with us.
Good morning. How
this
are you?
This is Bryant Gumbel. I'm down on 59th and 5th. Where are you?
I am in Chelsea, and we are at 8th and 16th. We are the tallest building in the area, and my window faces south, so it looks directly onto the World Trade Center. And I would say, you know, approximately 10 minutes
Look
ago, there was a major explosion from... Probably, it looks like about the 80th floor.
You
it looks
definitely
like
see a building in front of you. You don't need to be any kind of an expert to know when you're in the air that there's a building in front
out
of you, okay?
Of the, let's see, the north side.
Wow, that's an incredible shot on
huge.
CBS that we're looking at. Unbelievable picture.
And it was very loud explosion.
This is also the part of the, well, I have to believe it's a tragedy because, first of all, whoever's in that plane, and if anybody's in the upper floors of that building, but... This is the part of the tragedy where they put some really dubious characters on TV to talk about it. Not to make light of it, but there's going to be some really sketchy things coming through your television, no matter what network you're on in the next hour or so until they figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, you see MSNBC.
They're just going to try and fill time. MSNBC?
Yeah, it's got a really nice view. But MSNBC has a view from above where there's the water and there's boats out there and the lighting is
what
really
What is
excellent.
That?
And that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that what
Wait
I'm
a minute. Was that the impact?
That apparently does look like it is in the other building at this point.
Did something just blow up?
Yes.
Lower, which means they're...
Holy God,
you know, obviously,
man.
There are considerable numbers of stories above that explosion that we just saw.
Well, whoever's in that building is so dead.
Go back to CBS.
Yes, you can tell that it
That's
now
live.
Appears that both... buildings.
That was a the, that,
that
was a
like
humongous fireball from another. Was that from another building?
From the second building. Yeah, the second tower.
There's not. It didn't look like it was. And it didn't look like.
Look at the fire pouring out of that side.
try 10.
Can you characterize the scene?
Oh God!
Oh, Brian,
here come the dumb journalists.
That's what I was just saying. This is where you get
look
some
the
really.
Plane go, but they showed it. That's the plane.
What?
Yeah, they just showed a plane go right through.
Okay, back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
Wait a minute, right there!
Oh my
that
God!
Was a that was
that's
a jet!
Wait, plane. That's a second plane! That's another one!
On the other side. So this is obviously, or would seem to be, and again,
well,
I'm dealing
that's
in speculation,
on purpose.
But it would seem like there is a concerted attack against one of the towers of the World Trade.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's kamikaze.
Charles, I think you can take a little bit of, go out on a limb here and say that something planned is going on.
Yeah, that was a giant, oh my God.
You know, how un-effing believable is this?
Holy Christ.
I just assumed
Don, could you hear that? Could you hear that plane as it came in?
I did not hear that plane, but I had to step inside.
You want to back up? Let's take another look at that.
That was it looked to be a jet aircraft. One jet engine. Well, back it up.
God.
Back it up and freeze on that airplane.
That's like out of a
movie. My God.
You believe? Yeah, it's just out of a movie.
You know what? That is a regular jet aircraft. There is a jet engine on each. That's a jet.
How big?
That's damn big. That's a big plane.
It's flying. It's cooking, too.
That's large. That looks to be larger than a business jet. It's bigger than like a Citation or Gulfstream, those types of things.
That looks like a good-sized plane that came in and
we're talking like over
hit the World Trade Center from the other side. So this is
obvious. What is up with the World Trade Center? I mean, we had this bombing there 3 years ago or whatever, the Mohammed Salami deal?
Mohammed Salami, yeah.
But I'm just wondering.
That guy flew right into that thing. It was definitely a suicide mission.
Who is orchestrating multiple plane shots on the World Trade Center? I mean, how...
In the balls, what pilot can sit there looking at his instrument panel, seeing this World Trade Center looming in his windshield, knowing in
anybody
moments
care
he's
for
going
some,
to be dead?
Anybody want to toss out some irresponsible speculation? Who's responsible?
Is it going to be similar to that irresponsible speculation from the Oklahoma building? Or?
Oh, you mean as far as something from the Middle East?
All right, what group do you think is going to claim responsibility?
Well, it's somewhat irresponsible to just toss it out there, but I don't think it's out of the question. But it could be a McVeigh type. You never know.
It could be some
angry white guy.
Yeah.
But we're talking two planes here, two pilots.
Two pilots that are dead. And that plane that just went in there was a much larger jet aircraft. I mean, it was larger than a business jet.
Planes now in the last half hour. And again, I say we are totally powerless in knowing what's going on here.
If I was on television in New York right now, I wouldn't want to stay on TV if I was in a tower.
Obviously, be some sort of a concerted attack.
Oh no!
I'd be running down the stairwell so fast.
The World Trade Center.
We're going to show for the third time. Right now in there, and you talk about elevator banks that are out of commission now.
The airplane flying in.
I don't know how many people are. Yeah, sure. I don't know how many people work up there, but I would. I gotta believe.
Look at the jet. That is a full-blown jet of the commercial variety.
If they're still showing this video at the end of the day, you're going to see the most unbelievable piece of video you may have ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what else is going to happen?
The stock market has stopped. They're all looking at the television.
And you wait and see when the home video starts coming in. You know somebody probably got the most amazing.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. Wait, Maria Bartiromo's on the phone.
Who actually watched the plane go in. Tell us exactly what you saw.
I just saw out of nowhere the plane came in, crashed right into the Trade Center, and went right through.
Thank you.
Speed, didn't stop, just right through the whole center, building.
Was he going to put his brakes on?
Yeah.
The second tower.
It went right through the building. It didn't stop.
The top of the tower.
Yeah, why didn't the guy stop in there and pull
this
over?
This is one slightly, unfortunately, amusing sidebar to what's happened, as you're going to hear some unbelievable thing, as all the television stations try to compete with each other by tossing people on the air.
And you know what else, man? Do you know how long it's been slow news days for how long now? And you got something like this? The news agencies are going to just be bananas for like the next month.
Well, the cable stations have gotten really good at this, at jumping in on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fox News, for example, they just look for standoffs and things like that all day long.
Yeah.
And now the networks are trying to prove that, of course, they can do it better than anyone else.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure they can when it comes to CNN. Mm-hmm. And
I can't confirm that from where I'm...
What's the second building there, though?
I don't know,
the World Trade Center have two towers?
I didn't know that it did. I thought the World Trade Center was one building. I didn't know it had a twin counterpart at all. But I'll tell you what, man, that jet looked to be larger than a DC-9, and that thing came in there under full cruise power. That thing wasn't slowed up. The flaps weren't down. The landing gear wasn't down. That thing entered that building with the gear up, the flaps up. It was in full cruise mode when it struck the side of that building.
Would you believe that that's a commercial plane?
It could definitely be a commercial plane. Definitely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, if you're talking a plane full of passengers, can you imagine if that was a...
I didn't even think about that.
Well, if it's that big a plane.
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, see, Drew, but see, airplanes like that, they also use them a lot in freight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible that you can have basically a flight crew of two guys flying.
Could it be a corporate jet?
That's not a corporate jet. Notice there's one big jet engine on each wing. All your corporate jets all have your engines on the back by the tail.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you think about it, your Gulfstreams, your Citations, you know, your typical business jets, your Lear jets, you know, all those things.
Oh, is that the plane coming in?
That's the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Look. The plane just struck the second tower. There was a fireball that looked like... I mean, it looked like an atomic bomb went off, and it was just a huge mushroom cloud of orange and black.
All right, come on.
Now,
let's not bring the Teletubby drops.
They wanted to see it again.
I know, I want to see it again, too.
This thing, I think it's entered from behind. Now, did it come out the other end?
Can you imagine, Mike?
Look
being
at the debris field coming.
Can you imagine
the other
being
side?
In one of those boats down there?
Oh my
watching
God!
That?
And the
what, I mean, you've got to be going. That plane looks like it's headed right for.
It's going to
oh
hit
my
that building.
God!
Imagine being in the building just below it.
Yeah, oh, and how it would Jesus. Rock that building to its very oh foundations. God. You're in the parking structure, anything like that. And also, can you imagine out there on the water how loud that was when that aircraft struck that tower?
Hey, Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You are going to tell us about the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I got a buddy that works for Merrill Lynch's, their headquarters in New York, and the World Trade Center has two towers, or twin two towers. They're right
okay.
on the...
Hey, can you, both towers got it, man. Both towers.
Hey, Clint, why don't you blow in a call to him? Would he be at work now?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, call him, man. Let's
floor?
Hope to God he's on a lower floor.
Do you know what floor he works on?
I do not know. He works for Merrill Lynch.
Oh, man, let's pray wow. it's low, man.
Hey, Mike, you want to give him the... The hotline?
Sure.
If he gets a hold of his friend?
That,
we could call his friend.
That is a commercial-style
Hang on,
jet,
Clint.
Folks. Wow.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Information in New York's down right now.
It is?
It's down.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, people going crazy probably yeah. trying to
oh,
call for numbers.
Oh, circuits are forget it. Look at the black smoke, Drew, that's just, like, literally licking the side of the building, going straight up. It's almost like an inverted waterfall.
Okay,
of black smoke that's just crawling up the side of the building.
Oh, that is
straight
wild.
Yeah, it's like the smoke has attached itself to the side of the building and is literally like an upside-down waterfall is just moving straight up vertically.
There's a replay of the plane coming in, see it coming in to hit the building?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go some phone calls here at people who are getting stuff from all these cable channels. We can kind
yeah.
of fill in some
blanks. Oh, my God. He struck just the edge of it, too. Did you notice that?
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the newer airports and the newer airliners, they use a homing signal in order to track their distance between the two different airports. So they lock onto the signal, and the pilots don't have to do much. It just brings them in for the landing. And I bet you that it's malfunctioning at LaGuardia. And
No.
Hey,
no,
go ahead,
no,
Eric.
No, that's not true.
All right, guys. Irresponsible speculation.
Go ahead.
John Travolta's plane.
John Travolta buzzing his wife
yeah,
at the restaurant.
His wife. First of all, remember this.
Thanks, Eric.
Because we're already down the wrong road. There's two airplanes we're talking about here. One airplane struck the building that we missed. The second one is
the one we saw. Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
So, first of all, realize there's two distinct airplanes. Each one struck the tower separate from the other one, and we don't know how much earlier the first one hit that building. It looks like it wasn't that earlier. So,
Jason?
Two separate airplanes yeah. here.
Go ahead, Jason.
The second plane, they're saying on CNN, was a 727.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't a 727. That's incorrect. Because 727, you got...
Are you refuting CNN already?
Yeah,
already?
Yeah. No, I am. The second plane was not a 727.
I'm not disbelieving you.
Because you saw it.
Yeah, I saw
where
it.
Where were the engines?
No,
where,
I would
tell
not,
me where the engines were.
I would not know what it was.
But the engines were where, Drew?
I just saw this big plane hit a building.
Yeah, well, there was one engine on each wing, a 727. You've got three engines on a 727. They're all in the tail of the aircraft.
Jason, anything else you got off CNN?
I mean, I'm not disputing you, Jason. Okay. I'm just saying that they've got that wrong. It is not a 727.
Fox right now.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Hi, right, Sarah Lunny.
Yes.
Okay. And could you hear the blast from where you were?
No, I couldn't hear the blast, but I saw something, and it didn't look pretty. Exactly how I could.
Nervous
I can't
laugh.
Explain it in any other way. I'm in shock right now.
Do you believe this woman?
She's reporting that she's in shock right now.
Yeah, that's all she's reporting.
From the southern end of Manhattan, the World Trade Center, both towers in flames, apparently
oh my
hit
God.
By two separate jetliners.
Apparently.
The FBI is now checking out reports of a hijacking just before... This terrible
oh
incident
God.
Occurred. It
if
happened.
You
the
had
first
two
one,
full loads of airplanes.
Now, time out a second. How can you hijack a plane and get the pilot to crash in? Get
well,
two
no,
pilots
you
to crash into two buildings right next to each
no,
other.
No, what you would do is you
take over the plane.
Hijack the plane. You'd have pilots who would be part of your hijack crew. You would incapacitate the pilots. Absolutely, you'd shoot them. Plane shoot them, and they're at a low enough altitude, Drew, to where you don't have any pressurization factors or anything like that. So you can sit there and you can take
Tom?
A ride in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, I got one for you. I think the pilot, he might have been on his cell phone.
Fine. There's only probably like about 2,000 people dead at this point. Look at the plane.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So Drew can see that. Drew, check this out. See the plane on the left side?
Yeah.
Hang on one sec, man.
That's an unbelievable shot.
You know what else is interesting? You see where
Did you see
you
that
see
yet, Trudy?
Hit the building?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe this?
Yeah, because it's been a target before.
I know.
And they actually have a practice in New York City of closing things down. It's called Operation Archangel, which takes effect when something like this, they've basically anticipated something like this happening, because there have been terrorist threats against the Trade Center and several tunnels in New York City and the UN. And they've closed down and are starting to evacuate, I think.
I would say so.
Those vital buildings that are considered to be targets already as part of Operation Archangel. Of course, the Pentagon is already in the middle of this, and so is the FBI.
Just looking at that second aircraft there for a second. These are commercial airline type aircraft.
Now, CNN said one of them was a twin engine, but somebody else has described it as being a jet.
They're twin engine jets.
A much larger plane that.
Yeah, they're twin engine jets. They're commercial airline varieties. There's one jet engine on each wing. They're not on the tail. But you know what? Here's what I really want to tell you on the second impact that we see. The airplane you can see is being hand flown. It's not on autopilot. And you see the deliberate manipulation of the airplane, and the nose goes down because the guy is trying to strike the building at a particular height. You'll see the nose go down, and then he puts it into a bank and lines it up on the building.
It looks like quite a maneuver.
Yeah, and you actually see the deliberate lowering of the nose and the banking of the aircraft to line it up on that building.
Looks there,
and strike the corner. And
evacuating the New York Stock Exchange already.
I'd be out of there.
So already they're evacuating the principal areas in New York City that they think could be targeted as well. Are we under attack? What they want to know. Now, the Pentagon, of course, won't say anything as yet about
what's
that.
With the internet?
What's due to happen next?
Somebody on the internet is already saying, what if there's anthrax on board the airplane?
That's actually one of their big fears, too, is that the Iraqis or whomever it is who commit a terrorist attack might also load whatever vehicle with a possible biochemical weapon.
Well, you know what's scary? I always think of what kind of a madman would, take themselves out. Kamikaze pilot. During World War II, reading that history, you always hear about those guys. And I always thought, and of course you're a kid when you're reading, I'm thinking, who would end their life, for a cause?
I tell you what, somebody that thinks that they're getting 72 virgins.
Exactly.
Osama bin Laden has, of course, been making these threats for quite some time, and the State Department has been keeping everybody on high alert about this. Look how the wind is carrying that cloud, though, if it is in fact, and no one has even breached the topic of bioweapons, but if there were, New York City would be in a pretty bad situation right about
now.
Holy
Christ.
It's a city that is almost impossible to evacuate, too. Because you have to funnel everybody out through various tunnels to the different boroughs and then to safety. So what they're viewing this morning is a new height of terrorism. It happened once before, too. It's been a target for a while. 1993 was when the last attack, of the World Trade Center happened. Wow. And, of course, they just finished adjudicating that case with the World Trade Center bombers going to their respective prisons.
Are there any reports yet on how many people work on those floors up high in the World Trade Center?
And who would be there at about 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think it's the Trade Center. Have they spit anything out in that regard?
I just wondered.
They haven't spit anything out yet, nor have they tracked how many injuries there were within, or, of course, the smoke
sure
is another factor.
I just wonder who's up there.
The other factor is what happened to the plane wreckage that fell from the side of the Trade Center and presumably down to the streets. So they're tracking that. But you can see a plume from the World Trade Center, of course, downwind. Whatever's in that smoke, it's quite a fire, quite a blaze.
Yeah, did you see the planes? Well, you did. You saw the plane bank and hit. I've never seen a piece of video like that in my life. That was the most incredible.
Look at that plume.
Wow.
And of course,
it's really scary. I just can't even imagine what it would be like to be working in that part of New York, or after the first attack to go back to the World Trade Center.
Panic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because you have no idea what's going to happen next.
We're grabbing a few New York phone numbers, like Dr. Sean.
All air traffic has been grounded in the New York area, in and out of the various airports. Lindsey Grimm, in the meantime, was a witness who was very close. She was almost next door to the Trade Center in a building.
Well, just to clear things up, I wasn't in the building. I was in the World Financial Center, which is directly behind it.
Okay.
And our part of the building faces the section, the courtyard where the World Trade Center is. So we ran to the window right after we felt this kind of this sonic boom as if it were an earthquake, and something just wasn't right. We ran to the window and somebody yelled, "Oh my God, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center."
And then 18 minutes later, another plane hit the World Trade Center in New York City this morning.
100,000 people in those two buildings in any given day, between tourists and 40,000 employees.
I'm getting 80,000 now from a very 80,000
employees?
Source.
Yeah. Yeah. But they hit the upper portion of the building. I would assume anyone from that point up is, I can't even imagine.
They'll be trapped.
Surviving that.
Because Jennifer just handed me a note that all the elevators are, of course, out in those buildings. So people who are in those upper floors, even the lower ones, can't be evacuated. And so,
oh, the lower ones can't get. Oh my God!
Well, I mean, nobody can.
How do you fight this? I mean, as a fire crew, I can't even. If you can't get up there.
Do you remember what they went through in 1993 when there was an explosion at the Trade Center too, where people were attempting to get down the stairways because, of course, the elevators went out then as well. And there were people in a completely dark stairway trying to force themselves down. Other people, of course, panicked. And there was trampling and stampedes. And it's a shrewd target if you're a terrorist.
How would you fight a fire like that?
And they can't.
You can't get
them
there. There's no elevators, no way to get up there.
Helicopter.
That's the whole thing is that the ladders, all that stuff. The only thing you could do is,
would be like
fighting a forest fire. The only thing you could possibly do would be
drop water from above,
from those giant buckets.
Right.
But by the time you're ready up, by the time you get Sikorskis of that size and load buckets of water, first of all, that operation would probably take about 6 hours just to get it that far.
Oh, they might actually have something like that in readiness in New York City, though.
Well, that could be.
Because they do have sort of an organized effort already afoot to get these people evacuated.
And you do have the water right there, and I'm sure they have, fire plans for something like that, for a building of that nature, especially one that's been under attack so often. But in reality, I gotta tell you, man, looking at that, literally a real life towering inferno, I don't think there's anything you can do at that point other than prevent the spread of the fire downward, you know what I'm saying, to other floors.
President Bush is going to check in just minutes.
In just minutes?
I said, yeah, he's...
I'm surprised as hell. I thought it'd be noon before he turned up.
No, really, honestly.
He's in Florida, by the way. He's not even in D.C.
Unless they know who did it already, man.
I'll take money that he takes no questions.
Oh, yeah,
anybody
no.
Want a piece
no,
of
that's
that?
No. It's going to be a brief 1-2 minute remark. Maybe, like, we'll get whoever is responsible for this.
Quickly, Chris.
Maybe somebody's already taken credit.
You know something about the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I'm a Morgan Stanley employee. Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, I guess, as some people refer to it. And we occupy in the second building that got hit by about the 50th floor all the way up to the top.
Oh man, how many floors are in that building?
You know, it's been about 3.5 years since I was there for training, but I think it's like 120. You know, don't quote me on that.
Oh boy, you're about the 50th floor?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man. Oh,
that's really,
no.
There's a Morgan Stanley down in Times Square, but there's also, we occupy a lot of that.
Man.
So is that pretty much of a horror show in the office at this point, I would imagine?
Well, if you're a Morgan Stanley employee, don't call on your account today.
Jesus.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, thanks for calling, Chris.
Oh, jeez, man.
And we'll come back, probably find some things out during the, Whoopi Goldberg canceled. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Did Eddie Munster cancel, too?
No, he's in Vegas. Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick. I don't know if we can talk to Butch Patrick while this is going on.
No, I don't think so. The Munsters.
Can you imagine? CNBC going, and now we interrupt our coverage of the World Trade Center plane crashes because Butch Patrick's on the line. Butch, what's going on?
Hey.